We should try to rekindle and remember. There's an irony. Our memories, through photo albums and life histories. Let's keep up with friends, books, films, church, whatever gave us these memories. But let's also create new ones. Days out, travel, gardening, sport, reading, shared time. As long as we want to do these things, whatever we want to do. And let's remember those things too. Our more immediate history and life story. Keep that camera handy. That's not easy for people who have spent many years together, who are probably overwhelmed by loss. But life's not all in the past. Carpe diem. Let's seize the day, together. It doesn't really matter if I don't remember today or don't know what day of the week it is, as long as we all enjoyed it to the fullest together. Finally, and in many ways most importantly, there is our underlying spirituality. This is not simply what religion we might practice. It is what has given us meaning in our lives. Maybe it is our garden, our art, or our pets. It may well be familiar rituals of our religion. It is important for you to help us reconnect with what has given us meaning as we journey deeper into the center of our being, into our spirit. We can live in the present, treasuring each moment, and it is important for us to feel peace around us. A beautiful garden or the delights of nature can capture this peace, much as a bud expresses the full potential of life.